Hello and welcome to the Illinois StarNet Regions 1 and 3 podcast. My name is Emily Riley and I'm the Assistant Project Director with StarNet Regions 1 and 3. And today we have hosted Dr. Aaron Barton for a workshop on preschool inclusion. Aaron Barton is also one of the authors of the Preschool Inclusion Toolbox, How to Build and Lead a High Quality Program. And she has provided lots of support to us in Illinois in achieving our goals and increasing inclusive opportunities for young children. So we're thrilled to have Erin with us today. She's agreed to chat with me for a couple minutes on just some of the key features and content of what she's sharing today in our workshop. So thanks, Erin, for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sure, absolutely. So I thought if you could just start by sharing your definition of inclusion and what that means.
Yeah, so my definition of inclusion would be a classroom where children with disabilities are served along with their typically developing peers. So typically that means children who have IEPs are served in an environment with children who do not have IEPs. And beyond that, I think an inclusive environment is one in which all children, so children with IEPs, children without IEPs, are made to feel like and are supported to be full and participating members of those classrooms. So inclusion is not just about placing children there, but it is also about making sure that all children have the supports they need to be full participating members of those classrooms, to participate in the social interactions, to develop friendships, and also to receive high quality learning opportunities throughout the day.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So really, you know, I hear full membership, right? You know, and meaning access to the curriculum, peer relationships, having that sense of belonging and membership and feeling part of the classroom.
Yeah. And I think it's children and their families as well, that families are engaged, all families are engaged in the classroom community as well.
Great. All right. So you mentioned like the high quality environment. I know one of the teaching strategies strategies you've talked about in your training is the learning cycle and the importance mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if you could just briefly explain the learning cycle and how important that is in an inclusive classroom and setting.
Sure. So what I mean by the learning cycle is that children cycle through different stages of learning when they're learning a new skill. So they're generally, we talk about four different stages of learning. Acquisition, when children are just learning, and actually this is true for learning in general, adults as well. But acquisition is the first stage, and that's when you're just being exposed to the new skill, you're first learning it. Oftentimes that is through kind of a more structured way. It certainly can be embedded throughout the day, but it's when you're first learning the skill. And then we move towards fluency, and that's when you start to perform and demonstrate the skill at kind of the typical rate in which it would be expected. And then after fluency, we work on generalization and maintenance. So the four stages are acquisition, fluency, generalization, and maintenance. And I think oftentimes for children with disabilities, we spend a lot of the day giving them trials, learning trials related to acquisition and fluency. And we forget that we also need to facilitate generalization and maintenance of those skills. So we need to make sure that children also receive multiple learning opportunities that support their generalized learning and that they have learned that skill and they can use it across people, across materials. They can use different forms of the skill or kind of different like topographies, we call it. So they can use the skill in different ways. That they can use the skill across different activities and routines and settings. And that's really when we know they have generalized it, when they are using it sometimes in multiple different ways across different materials, environments, and people. And then we call maintenance or mastery of the skill when children can perform the skill or demonstrate the skill without the additional supports. So just kind of given what typically occurs in the environment. And sometimes that does mean some adult support, right? I mean, There certainly are some adult supports that are typical, that in some supports, like for instance, we visual supports. I still have a visual calendar. I actually have a paper calendar that I use throughout the day. So it's not the complete absence of supports, but it's just the typical supports that would be accessible and available to children. And so inclusive environments tend to be particularly successful at facilitating generalized learning and mastery of skills, and can be really effective for making sure that children receive learning opportunities across the learning cycle.
Great. Thank you so much. So I think that's going to be it for today. Just a couple snippets of some information for those of you listening. If you are interested in diving a little deeper and learning more about the evidence-based practices to support inclusion, check out Erin's book, along with Barbara Smith as a co-author, Preschool Inclusion Toolbox. And also, Erin has a website, Erin Barton Research Lab, and that's out of Vanderbilt University. So Google the Barton Research Lab and you will get access to a variety of resources. So thanks so much again, Erin, for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.